Proverbs 3:29 says, "Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee." This would appear, as we think about it, to be related to the ninth commandment, Exodus 20, verse 16, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." To devise evil against your neighbor would most likely involve deception, false witness. It would appear to be talking about what we would describe as taking advantage of someone or taking advantage of the trust that your neighbor would have. Because as Wesley commented, he said that it was relying upon thine integrity. Your neighbor is relying on your integrity. Matthew Henry goes on to add, quote, "And having given thee no provocation, entertains no jealousy or suspicion of thee, and therefore is off his guard." So what would motivate such a thing? Pure greed, wanting what does not belong to you? being jealous of what others have, or just the fact that they're maybe seem very happy and you're not? It's a terrible thing, but that's the kind of thing that gets in people's mind and heart and motivates them. And these proverbs deal with some of our most base, evil temptations that can enter and creep into people's minds. And if you don't think people do this stuff, you must be living out all by yourself on a mountain somewhere. Sometimes it's just a desire to see someone brought down. You just think they need to be brought down a notch, and then you can get caught up in some kind of idea and come up with some way to try to hurt your neighbor. And of course, when we talk about neighbors, we're not just talking about the guy that lives next door. We're talking about anybody you interact with throughout your day. And much of this also is rooted in the 10th commandment. Exodus 20:17, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's, not his house, not his car, whatever his position in life." If you don't covet after those things, then devising evil probably won't come up in your mind. Other examples, just your neighbor includes that cashier who might have given you too much change. Instead of you devising evil to just keep it, you should give it back and make it right. You've been in a discussion, and a false rumor about another person comes up. And especially if you know something that you could say to defend them, you ought to defend the innocent. But then there are big examples. Think of how evil it is when people devise evil to take a man's wife in adultery. So we could go on and on with all the examples, but if you're a decent Christian, then the fact is your neighbor dwells securely by thee. He trusts you. His guard would be down as a result. I mean, you're not always on guard with somebody that you think you can trust. And so if you do him wrong, you're actually just taking advantage of that trust. And the answer is to immediately recognize the wickedness of the temptation the moment it enters into your mind, and choose to reject it and pray and ask the Lord's help to rid that temptation out of your mind. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And as I said, pray for God's help. That's in the disciples' prayer. Matthew 6:13, we pray, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." But the bottom line is, recognize you still have a sinful nature, so don't pretend you're Mr. Sinless. Recognize when these temptations and thoughts enter your mind and immediately deal with them. Don't let your mind go on to devise evil against your neighbor, especially seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. And don't take advantage of that trust.